Cardiff Met, they were very good today, and if anything it was a smash and grab, but at the end of the day we're going on with 3 points and we'll take it into next week.
We knew a win like that was coming. We've been playing well and the results have been going against us, so when we knew that was coming we knew we were capable of that.
I think it's important that everybody gets involved, and the more people that can volunteer and help out, the better it is for all of the clubs.
So another week of shock results, which means this league is harder to call than a bingo hall worker with laryngitis. Reaction and predictions to come from across the JD Welsh Premier League. And we find out what it's like to try and control at least 18 grown men on a match day by speaking to the Druid secretary, Julie Gildersleeve. But by the time we've said all of this, Jay Owen from Connors Key Nomads has already scored a goal. So we better crack on. Jonah, what was your moment of the weekend?
I think the Aberbala game was a tremendous game. I think most probably the highlight of the weekend, the footballing weekend, skill-wise, would have to be Mike Hayes' goal, Bala's equaliser for 1-1. Brilliant goal. I think, as I called it on Scotty, it was a, you know, if Harry Kane scores that for Tottenham or in a Premier League, it's all over the, you know, it's all over the papers. It's a wonder goal, and it just goes to show there's some players with some top ability in this league.
Well, we're going into a set of JDWPL fixtures where we never thought we'd be saying this. Aberystwyth beating Bala last week, so they're on a winning run, ahead of a trip to Carmarthen, who felt the wrath of the Druids. Let's hear from the winners in that mix. First Druids, Dean Rittenberg, and then Aber's Jeff Kellaway.
We knew a win like that was coming. We'd been playing well, and the results have been going against us, so when we knew that was coming, we knew we were capable of that, so we're happy. Like, results haven't been going our way, so the last few games we've been going back to basics, and it's suited us. We've been playing simple passes, getting the ball moving teams around, and it paid off for us today, so hopefully we'll keep it going. They're a good side, Barry, and you know, it's tough going away today, but yeah, hopefully we'll carry on like we did then. All the lads are class, so yeah, we look forward to that game. Hopefully we'll get a win.
Over the moon. I mean, we had a very, very poor result midweek, so it was all about bouncing back, and the boys put on a great show there, worked hard. Yeah, getting the first goal is fantastic, so got the ball rolling then. Come back to 1-1, you know, it could have gone either way there. Bala had a lot of possession and putting the ball in the box a lot, so yeah, the boys finished the game very well.
As you mentioned, it's been a big week for the club, obviously a heavy loss midweek, but you crossed a very important milestone midweek as well, your 300th Welsh Premier League appearance. Huge congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I wasn't aware until Thomas Crockett phoned me on the Wednesday and he said, you know, you do realise that was your 300th appearance, so for me that's great. You know, any player wants to play at the highest standard they can for as long as they can, so to reach the 300, I'm very happy.
So, Jonah, Dean Rittenberg, pretty adamant there the win was coming. Do you believe this is the kickstart to their season?
Well, they won a couple of weeks ago as well in the Scorio game. So their second win now against Carmarthen, the 4-0. And it was a sound, you know, I mean, Leah G unfortunately made a mistake on the corner, which Nathan Peat just headed the second in, which most probably, you know, put the game beyond Carmarthen. But he also then went on to make about 7 or 8 great saves, Idzi, to give him credit. So it was a great performance from the Druid. And when, you know, Huey might think he got him back in line again and back playing with a bit more freedom. Once he scored a couple of goals like that, 4-0, I'm sure it'll take a bit of pressure off him.
And Aberystwyth actually typify this league for me at the moment. Unpredictable. And that'll be a worry for Carmarthen Town boss Neil Smothers.
You know, the first 15 minutes weren't good enough, and I set the tone for the game. Done well at home. It's just making sure that we're closing the gap between our home and away performances. You know, there's a big void between conceding then at home and then going away and conceding, you know, quite a few.
The Nomads had a funny old week last week then, beating Falkirk, hooray, then losing to Carnarvon, oh, and then they were straight out of the blocks for their third game on Friday with the first goal in 49 seconds. Here's the man that scored it, Jay Owen.
Look, it just fell to me, second ball in the box, so I just hit it and luckily went in.
3-1 on the evening, it was a fairly comfortable victory for you. How important was it to bounce back after the Caernarfon defeat, you being a Caernarfon boy, of course.
Yeah, we've had two disappointing results in the league with Barry and Caernarfon, but that was good tonight. We were solid. They scored right at the end, which we're disappointed with, but hopefully we can take that into the next game against London. No.
Have you ever scored in 49 seconds, apart from when you were a handsome young man charming the ladies in Grangetown?
Yeah, well, you know, it was a little bit more than 49 seconds, but I don't think I've ever had a team score in the first minute. It's brilliant when you're doing it. I mean, Jay Owen, I think he said on Scott, he came off his shin pad and went in the back of the net, but who cares? You get that early goal in a game like that, and sometimes that just sets up your evening. It made for a comfortable victory for the Nomads. Seen that Andy Morrison at Cardiff Met on Sunday. He travelled all the way down to watch Cardiff Met and Land. Didn't know they play next week, so you know he was buzzing with the week. He was disappointed, very disappointed with the loss in midweek, but two good wins in a week, and they've started well. The Nomads, they're in second place, and I don't see them coming anywhere lower than second place.
Do you think it was unlikely that they were going to get three wins, bearing in mind how tight that schedule was?
Yeah, it was a real, like you said last week, Mark, in the podcast, it was a real tight schedule. Teams are not often asked to play three games in 6 days. You know, even over the Christmas period, it was two games and then maybe a break. But three games in 6 days was a big ask. And would he have taken two wins out of three? Maybe not, knowing Andy, but that's what they got. And it's not a bad return, should we say.
Well, Chris Hughes says there's plenty to come from Newtown's season, despite that defeat.
We're just on the wrong end of the fine detail, you know, against Caernarfon and against Ballot. You know, we got our noses in front and we were able to dictate the game, and they did that today. You know, they scored the first goal and they dictated the game without the ball. And, look, they're a really good team, you know, we can give them credit. I felt we matched them for large parts of the game. But, you know, like I said, the fine margins went for them and not for us tonight. It's not going to make or break our season. We need to now go and get back on the run. We've had, like you say, two tough away games. We need to get back in it next week against Cardiff Met.
And still to come on this podcast, news of a special game we'd like you to attend soon. But first, Llandudno off the mark with a peach of a strike from Toby Jones. Jonah caught up with him after that game.
Credit to Cardiff Met, they were very good today, and if anything it was a smash and grab, but at the end of the day we're going on with 3 points and we'll take it into next week.
When you get together as a group like you have been, everybody knows you've got new players and you're taking stick. Do you find out a lot about each other, trying to build the strength between the new players as a new team?
Yeah, definitely. Listen, we've got to adapt quickly, and I think we're doing that. It's a great bunch of lads. We're enjoying each other's company. We came down last night. We had a good pre-match and stuff, and the banter's flying, to be fair. And it shows on the field, we're there for one another. Definitely today, like I say, we've competed.
That is a massive 3 points, for you, like you said, Tob. I think it could put you almost mid-table. And you obviously feel comfortable. And do you think you'll start playing with more confidence once you climb up the table?
100%. With the back six we've got, including Danny in the midfield, we're confident with them. And once we get a goal, we're going to be hard to break down as a team, because we've got hard-working lads. And yeah, like you say, we're going to be hard to beat. We're enjoying it. And I think going forward, it's going to give us confidence.
Well, I think we'll be speaking to you again before the end of September, because you must be in with a show goal of the month with that one, Tobe.
Hopefully. I've just had a couple of fakes and I've let it go, and luckily for us it's found itself in the top corner, so it's good to get a goal, but more importantly the 3 points for the lads.
The new boys meet each other this weekend, both coming with a defeat. Let's listen to the opinion of Caernarfon's Sean Eardley and Llanelli's Andy Hill.
It's been a massive learning curve, without a doubt, but it's one that I'm enjoying at the minute. It's one that I'm embracing. And yeah, week in and week out, you've got to be at 100%, because you know teams will take advantage of that if you're not. But yeah, we've got a vital game now next week against the Netley. I understand Kevin Drew has got a fantastic result today against Caernarfon, and then we go there on the Friday night, so you know their spirits are going to be high.
We've had four losses in this league. Three of them have been against Bala, TNS and Connors Key. You know, that's the top three at the end of the season probably. And you take them out and you know we're competing next. So you know, on to next week now, and we set our stall up again, and hopefully we pick some points up.
Jonah, Caernarfon against the Netley. Great game on paper. How do you think this is going to play out?
Yeah, excellent game. I think they've both done okay. You know, Caernarfon done really well, and they would have been disappointed with their defeat, the last minute goal by Marcus Jones. Well done to Marcus Jones, by the way. I think it's his first goal in a Welsh Premier after leaving from Welsh League Taftswell, and it was a rasper of a goal, wasn't it? But Carnarvon will be favourites against Llanelli. It might be the first time this season they've started a game as strong favourites, so they'll have to deal with that. You know, Llanelli, they haven't done that bad, you know. They haven't done that bad. They're not cut adrift or anything like that. And I know they're working their socks off. I seen Simon Dyer, the assistant manager, at the Met and Land, did no game yesterday, you know, with his phone watching the corners and taking shots. And so there's a lot of work going into it down in Llanelli. And I was speaking to him, and they're not here to be rolled over, by the way, this season. They're going to give it everything they got. So it could be a great game between Carnarvon and Llanelli this Saturday.
Well, we spoke about the Druids earlier. Barry Tan, the victors over Carnarvon, host Kevin Druids. Here's Gavin Chesterfield.
You know, we've created really good opportunities today and haven't taken them. And, you know, on another day they go in, and, you know, you walk down the road and you've got your 3 points far earlier than we did. But, but for me as a manager, to show that perseverance, to keep going and to get that type of goal in the 43rd or the 87th minute or whatever it is delighting. You know, we've got some really good results at home against Bala and Connors Key. Played really well against Llanelli, but you know, again, the lads showed perseverance to get a last minute equaliser, deservedly. Last week we were poor. We were really poor against Llandudno. We didn't really show our best self, and that was disappointing. So in terms of learning, it's about, you know, understanding that, you know, away from home, it's about maybe a different type of performance. It's about showing a bit more sort of guile, if you like, and a little bit more intensity to our play. And I think the lads have shown that today.
And the Friday night game is quite a corker. The New Saints against Bala. Here's TNS manager Scott Rusko and Bala's Mike Hayes.
They've always had good players. They've got a decent squad there, players to call on. Obviously, new signing Henry Jones, the forwards, Thames up front. So, you know, we're wary of them. We know what they can do. But we're at home, and we'll be looking for another 3 points on Friday night. Also, we've got a game Tuesday. We're playing a game to get some lads' minutes. So we'll be playing Tuesday and Friday, and looking for a good week of training before the important game on Friday.
It's disappointing to give away the goal. We were on top at different points in the game, and obviously we've conceded goals at bad times, and we need to start getting ahead in games and keeping the lead. Really need to kick start the season now. We're doing well at home. We just need to get ourselves right on the road now and kick on next week. It's going to be tough, but we'll step up and give them a game.
Now, this is interesting, isn't it, Jonah? Because Bala are the ones with the worry here after that defeat to Aber. The game is at Park Hall as well. Any of that count towards how this could play out?
Look, it just puts a little bit more, shall we say, a little bit of pressure on the Bala boys, because let's make no bones about it, they were most probably expected to go to Aberystwyth and get a victory, even a point. But as you said at the beginning, the way this league is playing at the moment, you could never forecast any results. So who's to say Bala can go to Park Hall and get something from there? But it would have to be their, you know, their best performance for a long time if they're going to get anything at Park Hall, because it is, you know, it's a tough game. It's a tough game on a Saturday afternoon when some of these players haven't been to work on a Saturday. But when you play them on a Friday night, most probably the majority of the Bala players would have been to work, and then you play TNS, a fully professional team, on a Friday evening. That is a tough ask, and I would expect TNS to get a home victory.
Indeed, a huge grey update to come, and don't forget, you never have to miss an episode of this podcast if you have Spotify, because you can press subscribe there and you'll always get the latest episode.
My name is Ruth Crump, Secretary of Bala Tan Football Club. You are listening to the JD Welsh Premier League podcast with Jonah and Webber.
So let's have a little Hughes Grey update, Jonah. Airbus flying high in that league. They're really sort of doing the early running, I think, with about 18 points in the bag from 6 games. The nearest rivals would be Flint Town United with 11 points. You've just got to look at Airbus's record. I mean, the last 5 games have been a win, and Steve O'Shaughnessy there is knocking in, well, getting them to knock in goals for fun.
Yeah, listen, they're a big club, Airbus. We know that they're, if they were to come back up, they were strong. They were European. You know, they were in Europe for a couple of years under the stewardship of Andy Priest and Andy Morrison. And so they have the facilities. I think they have the money to come back into this league. It was a disappointing when they went out of it. But O'Shaughnessy's been on the block. O'Shaughnessy, he's been, you know, coaching at a few places. He played at a few places in this league, and he has plenty of experience. And his aim, I was speaking to him at the FAW Trophy final last year, his aim is to get Airbus back in the Welsh Premier, and the way they're going about it, they'll take some catching. Bangor obviously started the season red hot favourites for this league, but Airbus have got off to, you know, a flyer. 5 out of 5 or 6 out of 6 is fantastic form, and they'll take some catching now.
Yeah, and Bangor have played one game more than them, and that form hasn't been red hot. It's been 3 losses, 1 defeat in the last 5 games, and they had to sort of pluck it out of the second half air against Gresford. It is interesting, isn't it? Because let's face it, there would have been quite a few people thinking that Bangor were going to walk that league.
Oh, Mark, listen, if there was a double right in Welsh football, and you know, for people who, there's a lot of people that have a few quid on a gamble on football, we know that. I mean, the players are not allowed to do it, we know that, and neither are most people involved with it, but the people who do, their double, their nailed on double would have been Bangor and TNS. And at the moment, you know, you'd be a little bit worried if you've had a few quid on that as the double, because with Airbus's start and Bangor's hiccup at the moment, you know, you'd say that you were in a bit of trouble for the double to come off. But there is a long way to go. And once Harrison gets his act together and gets his team playing, who knows, he could go on a massive run. So I just think it makes it more exciting sometimes. It'd be like, yeah, Mark, it'd be like, you know, Manchester City going to 8th or 9th in the league, and everybody would be saying, my God, what have happened here? But there's a long way to go yet. And if any club can capture, you know, a team who've got away from them, it would be Bangor City in that league.
Yeah, but I tell you what, it's still a tight league. I talk about Airbus sort of running away with it with 18 points at the top there, but you can go from second place, which is Niall McGuinness's Flint Town United, right down to 12th place, the newcomers, Llanrhyadr and Mochnant. There's only 2 points between 12th and 2nd.
Yeah, well, that's just fantastic. That's what makes the pyramid system, you know, so good. If it's, look, the Premier League is every week is competitive games. There's no, as we've said before, there's no gimmies anymore in the Welsh Premier, and it looks like there's no gimmies in the two leagues below, which tells me, you know, it's working as a competitive system, and that's good to see.
Well, as Jonah will know, keeping a load of grown men under control is a tough task, and when it comes with a bunch of paperwork, that makes it even harder. So let's hear from the person at Cefn Druids who has the joy, can I say that, of doing all of that. Club Secretary Julie Gildersleeve. Here she is talking about European trips and red tape.
I became club secretary probably about 12 months ago now, took over from the previous club secretary. It's a challenging role, it's quite busy. Tried to do it on top of a full-time job as well, so it can be pretty challenging.
A few months in, of course, you had the European adventure.
Yes, yeah, we've ended up with a trip to Lithuania as well as a home game which we played at TNS. So sort of challenging 2 weeks there as well, with going to Switzerland twice as well for 2 draws for the Europa League, and then playing out in Lithuania as well with the supporters team bus as well, because we had over 60 supporters over there with us. So that was a good 2 weeks.
And it's not a Kevin Moore accent I detect there. So how did you get involved with Druids then, Julie?
We've got involved with the Welsh Premier League football. We ended up coming to watch games at Druids because we'd seen players at other clubs, and Druids had just been promoted into the Welsh Prem at that time. And then as time's gone on, I've ended up getting more involved with health and safety stuff around the club and with secretarial duties when our previous secretary couldn't make it to away games.
And you seem to be enjoying the role.
Yes, it's challenging, I should say, because especially when we're doing sort of over 100 plus registration forms at the beginning of the season for all of the academy as well.
And in my time working for the Welsh Premier League, you seem to see more and more women becoming actively involved in the administration of clubs, and that surely's got to be a good thing.
Yes, I think it's important that everybody gets involved, and the more people that can volunteer and help out, the better it is for all of the clubs.
Look, Jonah, club secretaries get the brunt end of it, don't they? Endless paperwork, travel arrangements, prima donna managers. Were you ever like that? Big demands?
Not at all, mate. I worked at a couple of great secretaries as well. John Dawkins at Port Talbot was sec for most of the time, and Wayne Edwards then, and obviously Gio Jones at Carmarthen. Excellent. And I've seen the work them blokes and ladies now put in. You know, they're hard working. They love the sport. That's why they're involved in it. And they do get through a lot of work, so listen, you have to take your hat off to them.
Now, we mustn't forget a very special match for a very special man taking place soon. Tell us more about that, Jonah.
Yes, Gary Lloyd's testimonial this Sunday, Mark, at Jenna Park, 2:30 kick-off. It'll be team made out of Gary Barnett, selecting a team of all ex-Barrytown players, you know, some excellent players. I think Craig's playing as well, Craig Bellamy, the likes of Tony Bird, Paul Giles, Jason Bowen, Rhys Griffiths from our league as well. So there's loads of players playing. And on the opposite side, well, Griff's playing for us, in fact, for the opposition. You know, there's players scattered from Paul Fowler and just ex-players from Carmarthen and Llanelli. And it'll be a great game. It's all in for Gary, who hasn't been, you know, he's had a bad period of health at the moment, but we all wish him well. But it's not it's a testimonial game for his services to Barrytown, Llanelli, Carmarthen. And he deserves it, mate. He's the top class, and that, you know, that word is used sometimes, and legend in this league. It can be used a bit often, but this kid is a legend in this league, right? He's the best player I have ever coached. I said that to you before, and he deserves everything. So I hope we get plenty to turn out at Jenner on Sunday. It's only a fiver to come in. Bring all your kids, because that's let all the kids in for nothing. And let's hope we have a bumper day of football to celebrate Lloydie's career.
Look, finally, a reminder that Week Tuesday is part of the next round of the Nathaniel Carr's Cup taking place. Some cracking ties in there. So we'll be back after that Tuesday night round with reaction from that and the JDWPL previews. Stay tuned to this channel throughout the weekend for post-match reaction. Say goodbye, Jonah.
Yeah, all the best, Mark. And like you said, let's see you all down at Jenner Park on Sunday if you're available.